We're going to continue our conversation about the papal visit, Pope Francis, making his first trip, as I understand it, into the Middle East, going into Jordan and then into Israel. He's had an opportunity to make contact with the Jewish community and as well the Muslim community, which is of great interest to me because the Pope had traveling with him a rabbi and a Muslim imam. Well, let's talk about that with Mike Gendron, and Mike is going to give us insight as to what is happening at the Vatican and the travels of the Pope as well. Mike, it's interesting to me that the Pope is endeavoring to make a statement, it seems, when you travel with a Jewish rabbi and a Muslim imam. What's he trying to say in these travels to the Middle East?
It's really interesting because when you hear a Pope, a rabbi, and an imam are visiting the Holy Land together, it might sound like the start of a joke. But Pope Francis has made it clear that his belief in interfaith relations and dialogue is paramount. When he's going over there, he's actually accomplishing things religiously as well as politically. In fact, when you look at his schedule, it's been carefully arranged in great detail in order to convey a strong political message. It's interesting to note that the Pope will first meet Ecumenical Patriarch Bartholomew in Bethlehem with Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas. And the Palestinians are already celebrating, saying that his choice to begin the trip directly in Palestinian-controlled Bethlehem is meant to recognize Palestine and oppose the occupation. In fact, one of the Pope's good friends, Rabbi Sergio Bergman, said that the Pope defines himself as Che Guevara of the Palestinians and supports their struggle and rights during his visit. So it's very fascinating what we're seeing unfold while the Pope is in Israel.
It's also very interesting, Mike, that during his sojourn in Jordan, he went to the Syrian-Jordanian border meeting with some of the refugees who have fled Syria because of the civil war that's going on there, held a major mass in Amman, crossed over the Allenby Bridge into Israel. But during his visit in Israel, not only did he have the Mass and meet with the religious leaders there in Bethlehem, but in addition to that, he met with some of the political leaders. You mentioned Mahmoud Abbas. He also met with Benjamin Netanyahu. That's a part of the planned agenda that they have. But he met with the Mufti of Jerusalem, who has called for the annihilation of the Jewish people. Now, he said it's going to be a religious journey, but it sounds like what you've said and what I've just brought to the table, it's somewhat of a political journey for the Pope.
Yeah, it's really interesting. You mentioned that the Pope has met with the Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and it's interesting that he didn't meet him at the Knesset, but at the Vatican-owned Notre Dame complex. And I believe, Jimmy, this is also a political statement declaring, in essence, that this land is really not yours, but mine. That's what the Pope is saying by really forcing the Prime Minister to meet him on his own territory in the Vatican-owned Notre Dame complex.
Also, he has said that he believes there should be a Palestinian state. Now, this has to be very, very high-altitude political comment because of the fact that the debate is still going on between the Israelis and the Palestinians as to whether there should be a Palestinian state. But the Pope has been outspoken in almost everything he says about any issue.
Yeah, Jimmy, this is really consistent with the Vatican's policy over the last several popes. In fact, if you look at what's taken place and what continues to take place under Pope Francis, the Vatican policy is theological dialogue with the Jews and full political support for the Palestinian Arabs. And so it's no wonder then that the Pope is strategically meeting with the political leaders while he's there. And some might even question, is this more of a political visit or a religious visit? But we do know that since he is a Jesuit, that the Jesuits' policy on ecumenism is being enforced as well. Jimmy, in my research for this particular trip, I looked at the documents of the 34th General Congregation of the Society of Jesus, and that would be the Jesuits. It states this about ecumenism. and I quote, "A faith doing justice must necessarily lead to ecumenical and interreligious dialogue and cooperation." So the whole purpose of the ecumenism that the Pope is actually orchestrating is set forth in the opening four words, "A faith doing justice." Not a faith that preaches Christ crucified, not a faith calling for repentance from sin, and not a faith to contend for that was once and for all delivered to the saints. And you and I, Jimmy, know that the Roman Catholic religion is a false religion. It upholds a false gospel. It's a works righteousness system. And so they have in common a works righteousness salvation with all the other religions of the world. And so it's interesting when they propose a faith doing justice, this is more political than it really is religious, because they want to bring all people under the power and influence of the Pope.
And so it continues that Pope Francis, as his leader of Catholicism in the Catholic Church there in Rome, continues to be controversial. One of the reasons we bring Mike Gendron to these microphones is to help us understand just that bit of information at the end of our conversation, so key to realizing how the world is being set as a stage ready for the prophetic scenario of Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Mike, thank you so very much for your insight. I appreciate it. We'll talk again soon.
Always a pleasure, Jimmy. God bless you.